You ain't here, you went into this and over here. And then you went in here, when you went into that room there, you see there. And then you come in over here, there's a door, she go in there.
Uh-huh. Oh, there was a door here and a door here, mm-hmm. too, I guess. Let's see. What about to get from the porch down to the ground?
We just had some steps.
Uh-huh. Right here in the middle here?
Better known outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right out there. Had those steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't.
Do you remember, you know, some areas there are different kinds of porches built. Maybe sometimes, I'm sure you've seen some houses where the porch goes all the way around the house, or the porch goes off the second floor in a two-story house. Things like that, you know, different ways of building porches. Did you ever see different kinds or hear them call different names?
Well, I don't know what I could or not tell. So many houses are different kind. Now you can take one up here at Homewood. Hattie, you can tell them more about that house up at Homewood than I can, I expect. Because yeah. Upstairs to it, we used to live there.
Were you really?
Yeah.
You used to live in that house that had an upstairs?
Yeah, we used to live there. That's where we moved from when we moved from Trenton down there when I was.
You seen that two-story house right in Forks of Road, didn't you?
I think so.
It right in Forks of Road. The road forks. Mm-hmm. Runs into the...
Mm-hmm.
And that house is sitting right up in the corner where the... come up and this one run into
mm-hmm.
Of course, they remodeled it and fixed it up and it all ain't like it used to be when we lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same old house.
Mm-hmm. How would you get from the first floor to the second floor in that house?
Stairs.
He went upstairs.
Uh-huh. Do you remember, did you ever hear of a gallery or veranda? For a kind of porch?
Used to call them all galleries. They didn't call them
yeah,
porches.
I called them all galleries. See, there wasn't no
uh-huh.
porches in. It was all galleries.
Uh-huh. how about how you'd get heat for your house?
Fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Wood. You remember
lighter knots.
What's that?
Lighter knots.
What is that?
Pine.
Pine. Uh-huh. That's the way I got my education. I'd wait till they'd all go to bed and I'd get out in these woods is all full of lighter knots in. You could go anywhere you wanted to in these woods. There wasn't no timber cut off in.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just go anywhere you wanted to. And I'd go out there and we'd pick up a lot of lighter knots. And I lay down in front of the fire when they'd all go to bed. I'd throw some lighter knots on the fire and that's the way I learned my lesson. That's where I got my education.
You did,
but
no kerosene lamp,
didn't you? Yeah, no kerosene lamp and that. But uh-huh. I got more with the lighter knot fire than I got with anything.
Uh-huh. Do you remember, talking about the parts of the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Yeah. It's hotter from down here all the way to the top of the house, right up top of the house, that smoke goes out.
Uh-huh. And you call that thing a...
Chimney.
Chimney.
What's that?
Chimney.
Uh-huh.
C-H-I-M-L-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. What about the part on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Well, it's just like you said, like a fireplace was right there in the floor. Would you like that right there?
Yeah, uh-huh. But you know that hearth come on out here.
Yeah, the hearth come on out there. Had a brick. They come on out a piece back out.
Mm-hmm.
And they put brick out
mm-hmm.
From the hearth and then they went in the chimney.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember seeing people cook on the fireplace?
Yeah, I cooked a mini tater on the fireplace and I roasted a mini peanut on the fireplace.